it has made his movement an awful lot easier, and he feels that it was well worth going on the journey to Australia to have it done.
The Irish Guard Regiment was able to help with some of the expenses incurred.
They were indeed. They actually paid for his food accommodation whilst he was in Australia, also for his flights. But when it came to the payment of the operation, because it was not recommended by the NHS, then the regiment could not fund the operation itself. And Brian decided that the best thing for him was actually to travel to Australia. Now, the regiment will match what we raise as an association up to £10,000, which we will try to do or die.
How much have you raised so far?
We are in the region of about £5,000. We're hoping to raise the £10,000.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're actually going to do now to help raise that money.
We're going to cycle from Mizzenhead to Malinhead, which is 360 miles. We're going from south to north, so the prevailing wind hopefully should be behind us. So there's method to our madness.
What is the age range of people doing this cycle?
Well, with myself being around 26, we have from 40-year-olds up to myself, I suppose, would be the oldest.
What sort of cycling experience is there amongst the people that are doing this?
We have four very efficient cyclists, and the rest of us are just normal. What better motivation could you have than Brian himself being with us on his handbike? And we hope to be in Malinhead on Friday.
Obviously, the operation has made a huge difference to Brian's life. He's able to join you on this expedition. He must be so proud and pleased of what you're doing for him.
I would say he's pleased and proud to be part of us and back in the team, because Brian is a great team man. I just hope that I'm capable of keeping up with him on this handbike. That worries me as well, I can tell you.
I'm Cherry Casey in Bangor for Forces Radio BFBS.